It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Today I'd like for us to continue our study in the book of Romans, and we're going to pick up with Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 16. You might say, well, we're going through this pretty slow. We see, I don't want to hurry through the scriptures. I could spend a lot more time on each verse, but I would like for us to get an overview of what Paul the Apostle is using under the inspiration of the Lord. The Lord is imparting this to us. And by the way, I use the King James Bible. I believe it is the Word of God for us today. It is God-breathed. God has given us the Word so that we would know who we are. And Paul the Apostle goes into this as we look into the book of Romans. What I want us to do is get an overview of what Paul the Apostle is speaking of in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, the Bible says this. Paul speaking now, he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Notice again, if you would, Paul's three great I ams. Notice this. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Well, notice the three I ams of Paul. First, he says, "I am debtor," in verse 14. And in verse 15, he says, "I am ready." And then we see, once again, he says, "I am not ashamed," in verse 16. Well, Paul was not ashamed. He was not ashamed to go to prison for the sake of the gospel, and he was not ashamed to die for the sake of the gospel. We as Christians should not be ashamed of the gospel as well. And some people are actually ashamed of the gospel today, living contrary to its principles. Now, I pray that you're not one of those people who are bringing dishonor and disgrace to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, Paul also says in verse 16 that it is the power of God. And of course, it is. The gospel is the power of God. And that Greek word, dynamis, is the English word dynamite. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18 and also in verse 24, it says this, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power," in other words, the dynamite, "it is the power of God." And verse 24 goes on to say, "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power," in other words, the dynamite, Christ is the power, Christ is the dynamite, he's the power of God and the wisdom of God. Notice something here. Creation was mere finger play to God. In Psalm chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers." Now, speaking of God here, "the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars and the creation, which thou hast ordained." You see, creation, mere finger play to God. But redemption required nothing less than the mighty arm of God. Isaiah 53 and verse 1 says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" You see, creation costs God very little. But redemption costs God his only begotten Son. It took the power of God to transform Saul into Paul, because as Saul, Paul was the chief persecutor of Christians. And it takes the power of God to save and transform any sinner, you and I. It takes the power of God. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, it says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Well, in Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, Jesus says this, "to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light." And that's speaking of man now. He's turning people to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. This is Jesus telling this, talking like this. Now, of course, in Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, Jesus had already gone back to heaven, but he's being quoted here in the scriptures. Well, Paul the Apostle was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it was the power of God, and it is the power of God. It is the dynamite of God to save anyone who would call upon the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, there are some people today who want you to believe that only a certain few are going to be saved because God only chooses a certain few to go to heaven. But God says everyone. God's gospel is not for a select few. It is for everyone who would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, people must make a decision on their own. We have been given a free will to choose whom we will serve. Do we want to serve God? Do we want to serve ourselves? Do we want to serve the devil or anything else in this world? We choose to serve God. We want Jesus Christ as our Savior. And I trust that you want Jesus Christ, God's Son, as your Savior today. You have chosen to make Jesus Christ your Savior if you've asked Him to come into your heart. It's not up to God to choose you. It's up to you to choose God. Well, notice Paul says in verse 16, the word believeth. He says, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. You see, the gospel must be believed. This is the human responsibility. We're not saved by works, but we must make a decision. John 6:47 talks about this, and Jesus speaking, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Romans chapter 4 and verse 5 says this, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. God does the saving, but man must do the believing. Faith is the hand of the heart which reaches out and receives God's grace of salvation. There is no other way to be saved today other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice in verse 16 once again, the power of God unto salvation. Unto means done. Everyone who believes the gospel is saved. Acts 16 talks about this in so many verses. What must I do to be saved? The Bible goes on to say that to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You see, it's done when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, who's the gospel given to? We see there in verse 16, it says to the Jew first. The Messiah was rejected and crucified by the Jews. Yet these people were the first to hear God's good news. Acts chapter 2 talks about this on the day of Pentecost. John 4:22 and Matthew 1:21 says the same thing. And it says there, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Note this, if you would. The Gentiles did not hear the gospel until Acts chapter 10, when Cornelius called for Peter. And today, the gospel is to go to all men without distinction. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It makes no difference who you are today. I don't care if you're rich, poor, good-looking, ugly, man, woman, boy, or girl. You can be saved through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the gospel, the good news that he was crucified, buried, and resurrected on that third day. Believe upon him. Ask him to come into your heart. Notice Romans 1:17. It says, the gospel of Christ, that he's not ashamed of it, and it's the power of God unto salvation, verse 16, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But he continues on to say in verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. You see, he gives us something to live by here. Therein. Therein what? In the gospel. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. Man lacks righteousness. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And man needs righteousness. And you can read 1 Corinthians 6:9 in comparison to that. Well, how can men get the righteousness that they need? by trusting Jesus Christ by faith. Paul says in verse 17, that men and women must receive and appreciate the righteousness of God by faith. You see, there's nothing good within me. It's all of Jesus Christ. This doctrine of justification by faith became one of the three great pillars of the Reformation. And the other two were the supreme authority of the Bible and the universal priesthood of believers. Notice verse 18 now of Romans chapter 1. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness." Paul says there is only one way to be saved, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Verse 18. Now, we're starting to see Paul the Apostle as the prosecutor. He's starting to bring it home now, and he's starting to let us understand who we really are, who the people of the world really are without Jesus Christ. Holding the truth in unrighteousness, he says in verse 18, holding the truth, the wrath of God. We need God's righteousness according to verse 17, but we deserve God's wrath according to verse 18. And now the subject of God's wrath is sadly ignored in many churches today. God's love is frequently mentioned, but God's wrath is rarely spoken of. And in presenting the gospel, Paul knew that he must present the bad news before presenting the good news. Before a man is ready for salvation, he must see his need for salvation. See, people don't go to the doctor unless they have a need. And people don't go to the Savior unless they see themselves as needy sinners. And this is how and why Paul is presenting this in this way that he does. Well, notice, ungodliness and unrighteousness here. God must judge and pour out his wrath against all those who do not measure up to his standard of righteousness. Do you know him today as your Savior? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? In the first three chapters of Romans, especially chapter 3, we see how ungodly and unrighteous we really are. We see that we deserve God's wrath to the full. He says, hold in verse 17. Hold down, suppress the righteous truth of God. There are people today who are trying to hold down God. But he says these are revealed. People had the truth, but they suppressed it. It's revealed, though, through the gospel. The truth was revealed from heaven. And there's people who try to stop that today. And now I'd like for you to notice that these people who were not ignorant of the truth, you see, they had the truth. They were not without the knowledge of the truth. They had the truth, but they suppressed it. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And that holds true today. There are people trying to hold down or suppress the truth of the gospel. And I pray that you know him today and you've trusted him as your Savior. If you have trusted him, you need to be living for him and doing his will, working for him, telling others about Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.